Hello and welcome to this week's blog, Unconscious Needs in Service. I was recently asked by a wonderful friend of mine, what business are you really in? This is a helpful question for any leader or team to ponder on from time to time, I think. It'll help you get below the surface of your products and services offer and look more deeply at the emotional needs of your customers and the meaning they make when they come to your business. The best service professionals have a keen sense of perception when serving people, and they can interpret the unspoken words, spot the hidden emotions, and uncover the subtle nuances that many may miss. For example, a young career woman going into a bank to inquire about a home loan. The unconscious need could be validation and empowerment. She may be seeking her independence and want to feel that the career she's committed to is enabling her to make significant choices in her life. Or an elderly man checking in at a hotel in a foreign city. The unconscious need could be reassurance and familiarity. If he is travelling alone, there may be a deep desire to feel safe and somewhat at home. Or an employee reaching out to their leader for a coffee or a lunch catch-up. The unconscious need could be affirmation and connection. Although it appears they want to talk about work-related matters, they may have a deeper desire for some mentorship and direction on their professional path. And so you see, our greatest goal in service is to meet and exceed the expectations of each person we serve. But how well are we reading the expectations of others? How complicated have we made it in our minds, in our service procedures and our processes, and in our marketing attempts to exceed these expectations? If we're not careful, we could be denying the unconscious needs of a customer and missing the opportunity to give the unexpected. Unconscious needs can be very personal and situational. When they're met in a service exchange, it's what makes that experience exceptional. Perhaps the best way to exceed the expectations of a customer is to slow down, get curious, and simply tap into your humanness. That way, you'll see why they're really wanting to be served by you and what matters most, below the surface of what it is you sell. Thanks for being with me, and please forward this on to someone who you think would find it useful. Bye for now.